Thank you very much for joining us on D3. Today, basically, we're going to talk about fitness and starting something new in a fitness routine, especially for us developers who are always sitting down at tables and coding all day long, milestones and drop-dead dates and stress and all that kind of stuff. One of the first things that we let go is, of course, fitness and training and stuff like that. So from your perspective, why is physical activity as important as it is, especially in situations where, you know, you have a very stressful job?
You know what? Stress is a silent killer. It really does wear on you more than you realize. You don't realize how stressed you are until either you get very sick or sometimes when they have a day off and you go, wow, I'm exhausted. So stress builds and you don't even realize it. And it really plays a toll on your health. Okay. Now, physical fitness, it's great to be active, yes, to be physically stronger, but also just mentally stronger, okay? After you work out, you feel great, you feel on top of the world, you feel like you've done something, and you're proud of yourself, and you're focused, and you're ready to challenge the rest of your day. Whereas if you don't, you start getting down on yourself, you start getting achy and lazy and more tired and more fatigued. You don't even realize where it's coming from, but it's because you're not being active.
So basically what you're saying then is the more exercise you do, the more productive you'll be.
Oh, I firmly believe that. I went away for university to the University of Waterloo, and I saw what you computer people go through. No offense.
You computer people.
It's true. They were in labs all day long. I studied in the math computer building all the time, and they were in labs all the time. And the stress was unbelievable. They were just sitting there hunched over their computer working nonstop. And it's great to show that dedication to work, but they're forgetting about themselves, okay? And what I hear in the computer world, that doesn't stop, okay? So that stress is always there, and you got to somehow shake it off a bit, and the only way to do that is to be active. Whether it's doing a class environment like this, whether it's going for a walk, a jog, it's as long as you do something active, your body will reward you for that.
Now, is that active in terms of cardio weights, cardio and weights, or is it really just doing something?
Honestly, something, okay? I find that with our school here, people come who are totally out of shape. They start a little bit. They do it once a week, maybe twice a week. Then they start going, wow, I feel good. I want to do more. And then they start walking a little bit. And then they all of a sudden start doing running a little bit. And they start upping what they do because they feel so good. Okay? And that high of after working out. The hardest part of working out is getting in. Okay? Starting. That's the hardest part. Working out is the easier part. As much as it's uncomfortable at times, it's the easier part because you got here. Okay? And then you feel so proud that you did it. Okay, but when you don't come, it's, like I said, it's a slippery slope. You start regretting it, you start not being happy with yourself, and you pay for it.
Now, exercise is a morning thing, during the day thing, an evening thing. Is there a better time or what works?
Honestly, it's to each his own. I personally like working out at night, and I found that I'm more focused at night. I do my best work at night. So in the morning, I do teach and I do enjoy it, and I feel energetic throughout the day, but I find that my energy peaks at night, so I find that I work out at night, and then when I go and do my own work, my own paperwork or anything else, I'm so much more productive late at night. So it really is up to the individual where they can fit it in their schedule and then what they prefer.
Now, in terms of getting healthy, right, because the theme of today's show is really about starting something new, starting something different for the new year. So exercise is obviously the first part of that. What is, in your mind, like the next logical step? Does it just end at exercise, or is there something else that, for a better sort of overall feeling, you can do?
You know what? Exercise is just the tip of the iceberg. It really is. The next thing and the most important thing of anything is your diet. Okay, I find that people come in here, and they're working out, and they're getting a little better in shape, and they realize, ooh, when I eat this, I don't feel as energetic when I eat this. And they start changing their diet without even realizing it, just so that they can actually do better in the class, so they can even get more production out of themselves. So they're not trying to change their lifestyle to be healthier. They just feel that they have more energy when they eat properly. So diet is huge, okay? You can exercise all you like. If your diet's not good, you're not getting any benefit.
And how about sleep? Because, of course, that's, again, one of the things that as you're building towards a due date for a particular part of the project and something like that, as you get closer, the hours of sleep start to get less. What does that do to your body?
Honestly, it's horrible, okay? I think there's some study about, you know, losing sleep or sleeping only a few hours a night is almost like equivalent to being intoxicated. You're not functioning at your best. You might be, you know, grinding through and pushing through, but you're not functioning at your best. It's probably best to take an hour nap, okay? It's best to try to find a way to sleep. And, yes, exercising, you'll sleep better at night because, you know, you get your body tired, your body then says, okay, let's sleep. And hopefully you can turn your mind off. that's the key for, I'm sure, in your business where that's all you're using most of the time. You're using your brain nonstop, churning that off a bit. That's the beauty of working out. Okay, we've talked before about this and that. You know, you work out, and for 45 minutes, that's all you're thinking about is what you're doing now. You forget about your deadlines. You forget everything else. You really clear your mind, and when you leave, you feel better. You're ready to challenge yourself again, and that's important.
And then obviously that mental clarity of coming in and having someone like you kind of kick the crap out of it, not physically, mentally, you know, kind of cheer you on and stuff like that. Does that prove to be better than attempting to do it on your own?
You know what? We're all naturally lazy. Okay, we are, including myself.
No.
And when we push ourselves, the minute we get a little bit uncomfortable, we do tend to stop. When you're in a class environment, you have someone kind of egging you on not to stop, and you see the person beside you isn't stopping, you kind of go, okay, I'll push a little harder. And that's when you really see the results. You start to push, and you push beyond your uncomfortable level, and that's when you start getting the results, and that's when you start feeling so proud of yourself. It's a little battles. If every day you come in and you conquer that, you say, okay, I'm tired, but I'm not going to stop, you win those little battles, you become so much more mentally stronger that, therefore, the physical part becomes even easier.
It's actually very much so. You look at the same as exercise as you do as your career. It shouldn't really be any different, right? You work at it, and the more you work at it, the more it comes back to you.
Exactly.
And in terms of commitment, right, because obviously, again, first thing a developer will tell you, I'm committed to my project, everything else gets going. I have issues with commitment. What would you say to something like that? Like, is exercise really that much of a commitment?
It is. Start with one day a week. Okay, start with something challenging one day a week. If not, go for a walk every day for half an hour. If you're committed to your project, you want to do the best you can for your project, then you want to have the most clarity in your mind, okay, and you want to be able to put your best foot forward. If all you're doing is cramming, you're not being as productive as you think you are. You probably are chasing your tail more often than not, okay, and making mistakes that will cost you in the end. So taking a half hour break to do something, even if it's just go for a quick walk, like I said, do some push-ups on the spot if you're at home by yourself. Do something that will distract you from what you're doing, okay? Try to throw out 20 push-ups, take as many breaks as you want. For a little while, you forgot about what you were doing, and you're just focused on the moment on hand. You're in the moment. When you cut out, you get up from your push-ups, you're breathing a little heavier, you sit down in front of the computer and say, okay, let's refocus. And when you refocus, you'll find you'll be so much more productive. So I think if you're committed to your project, you need to be committed to yourself first.
And then, of course, last but not least, just because I'm an avid sort of attendee here at the class and stuff like that, and I know why for me it makes a huge difference, but what are people telling you about a class like Fitbox where, you know, you're doing both the cardio and the toning and all that in together? Why does that make it, I'm going to say better, and that's perfectly fine. For obviously those of us that come here, it is better. But why do you find people are telling you that that's better than just trying to do weights or...
You know what, like I said, you don't push yourself. Okay, nobody pushes themselves beyond the uncomfortable level. This here for 45 minutes, I will encourage you, all my instructors will encourage you to go beyond your comfort level and maintain a high intensity. It's your comfort level. You need to stop, you can stop. If you're really uncomfortable, you can stop at any point, catch your breath for a few seconds, and you start again. But if you train by yourself, like I said, you start jogging, you feel a cramp, you kind of stop, walk it a bit, and you give yourself every excuse. My toe hurts, it's too cold, my hamstrings are tight, you give up. Here, you notice the person beside you is not stopping, and you kind of go, I can't stop, and therefore you push yourself. I find that people here, and it's fun to hit. It's so much fun to hit. It's amazing how much fun to hit something like a bob. It's just great relief of stress, and it's awesome. So I do believe the class environment is much more challenging than working on your own, and therefore it is a better workout.
Well, thanks so much, Pablo, for joining us. For all of you guys there, again, it's a new year. Start something new, and hopefully one of those starting something new is going to be beating up Bob here.